Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Two states planning to restart their engines. The WHO says the worst is yet to come, and maybe it is. Amazon's going on strike. Two states announced plans to restart economies and stay-at-home orders. The governors of Georgia and Tennessee on Monday afternoon announced new plans to bring their states' economies closer to full force amid signs the coronavirus outbreak is slowing. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said certain businesses, including gyms and hair salons, can reopen beginning this Friday. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Bill Lee confirmed his state's stay-at-home order, previously extended to April 30th, will end that day. Kemp said Monday that his state would expand COVID-19 testing and that hospitals were in a position to resume elective surgeries after securing necessary protective personal equipment. Monday's announcements come as states were feeling the pressure to roll back social distancing measures and reopen an economy decimated by forced business closures and layoffs. Dozens of protests have sprouted up in front of state capitals and governor's mansions across the country, with participants calling for an end to tough restrictions. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization chief warned Monday that the worst is yet ahead of us in the coronavirus outbreak, reviving the alarm just as many countries ease restrictive measures aimed at reducing its spread. The WHO director didn't specify why he believes the outbreak that has infected some 2.5 million people and killed over 166,000 could get worse. He and others, however, have previously pointed to the likely future spread of the illness through Africa, where health systems are far less developed. The director and his agency have been on the defensive after President Trump and the United States, the WHO's biggest single donor last week, ordered a halt to U.S. funding for the agency, alleging that it botched the early response to the outbreak. In one of his starkest comparisons yet, the UN health agency chief also alluded to the so-called Spanish flu more than a century ago, saying the coronavirus has a very dangerous combination, like the 1918 flu that killed up to 100 million people. He called the illness public enemy number one and said, "We've been warning from day one. This is a devil that everybody should fight." Coming up, our saint of the day, he was one of the most important Christian thinkers of the 11th century. Quote of the day, "We must pray without ceasing in every occurrence and employment of our lives, that prayer, which is rather a habit of lifting up the heart to God, as in a constant communication with Him." St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee, and what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee, or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Our saint of the day is Saint Anselm. He was one of the most important Christian thinkers of the 11th century. He's most famous in philosophy for having discovered and articulated the so-called ontological argument, and in theology for his doctrine of the atonement. At 15, he wanted to enter a monastery but was refused acceptance because of his father's opposition. 12 years later, after careless disinterest in religion and years of worldly living, he finally fulfilled his desire to be a monk. He entered the monastery of Bec in Normandy. He was elected prior 3 years later and 15 years later was unanimously chosen abbot. Considered an original and independent thinker, Anselm was admired for his patience, gentleness, and teaching skill. Under his leadership, the Abbey of Bec became a monastic school, influential in philosophical and theological studies. During these years, at the community's request, he began publishing his theological works, comparable to those of St. Augustine. His best-known work is the book, Why God Became Man. Against his will, Anselm was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury in 1093, at age 60. His appointment was opposed at first by England's King William Rufus, but it was later accepted. Anselm finally went into voluntary exile until Rufus died. He was then recalled to England by Rufus's brother and successor, Henry I. His care and concern extended to the very poorest people. Opposing the slave trade, Anselm obtained from the National Council at Westminster the passage of a resolution prohibiting the sale of human beings. The death toll in the worst shooting in Canadian history has risen to 19, and authorities expect it to increase as the investigation into the rampage continues. Royal Canadian Mounted Police reported Monday that some of the victims in the Nova Scotia shooting were specifically targeted by the suspect identified by police as 51-year-old Gabrielle Wortman, while other victims were randomly killed. It appears that some of the victims were known to the suspect, others were targeted and not known to the suspect, RCMP Chief Superintendent Chris Leather said at a press conference Monday in Halifax. Amazon warehouse workers are planning a mass call-out this week to call attention to what they say is a lack of protections for employees who continue to come to work amid the coronavirus outbreak. More than 300 Amazon workers across at least 50 facilities have signed up to take part in the protest, according to United for Respect. It's a workers' rights group. To participate in the protest, workers will call out of work en masse across the country starting today and throughout the week. The protest is taking place across several days because workers are scheduled to report to their shifts on different days and at various times. The workers are calling for Amazon to immediately close down any facilities that report positive cases and to provide testing and 2 weeks of pay for workers during that time. They're also calling for Amazon to provide paid sick leave, guaranteed health care for all Amazon associates, eliminate rate-based quotas that make hand washing and sanitizing impossible, and commit not to retaliate against associates who speak out, among other demands. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.